Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware. I'm here with Mum in Clapham. Hi, Mum.
Yeah. Hi, darling.
We just came back from Gleneagles in Scotland.
Scotland.
And there was a lovely gentleman who was front of house, which we said we would give a shout out to, Angus.
Hi, Angus.
Angus was very, very happy about some of the choices on the podcast recently. And the big one that he wanted was Amanda Holden. So we'll see what we can do for you, Angus. But we had a gorgeous time in Gleneagles.
Beautiful place. Hey.
Did you, I now want to get a ferret as my pet. They're fabulous.
What does Sam say about ferrets?
I mean, it's not going to happen, but they were really fun.
Can you keep them in hutches and things?
Yeah.
What about the foxes? Do they like a tasted little ferret?
Maybe, but I didn't realise that ferrets are there to scare away the rabbits.
Oh.
So they can go, and they've got like bendy spines. I mean, I'm really sounding okay. I'm sounding like a food podcaster.
I think it's the foxes you need to worry about, yeah. Not rabbits in Peckham.
Yeah. Did you see the chickens that David Beckham got for Christmas?
No.
Oof, they were the most beautiful chickens I've ever seen in my life.
Of course they were.
Yeah, of course.
Did Victoria design their outfit?
their plumy feathers were fabulous. Anyway, so Gleneagles was fab. Just love Scotland.
Yeah.
What else have we been up to?
Not a lot, because we've all been so sick. Flu.
Anybody else had flu listening to the
3-week flu, I was told.
The shivers, the headache, the sinuses.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah. Still sounding a bit sinusy.
Anyway, on to our guest.
Yeah. It's going to be a day of the two Jessies.
The day of the two Jessies. She is, I'd like to call a friend of mine. We made friends through a mutual friend.
Who's your mutual friend?
Mark Robinson.
Okay.
And I've always loved watching her on the screen, on the stage, and she's coming over to promote. Well, she's talking about her new film.
But you haven't said her name yet.
Wicked Little Letters. No, it's Jessie. Will you say it then?
Oh, Jessie Buckley.
Who is, you know,
she's kind of
a treasure.
A treasure, acting royalty, I'd say.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Whether you were seeing her in, you know, I'd Do Anything, where she came second,
I've not seen her in a bad film ever.
Women Talking, Lost Daughter, Cabaret on the
Wild
West
Rose.
End, Wild Rose.
She's got a great voice.
She's just amazing. She's got like up for Mercury. She's just amazing. Anyway, she's coming on to chat to us and she's very excited. She's just messaged me to say she cannot wait to eat food and have a natter and it's fecking snowing, she said.
Fecking snowing.
I'm here for anyone that says fecking.
My feet are fecking cold.
Jessie Buckley coming on Table Manners. Jessie Buckley has come in like a rock star on a motorbike, made herself a tea, and me. Hi, babe, how are you?
Hiya! I'm so happy to be here.
Have you been doing promo this morning?
No. What have I done? I went to the gym because post-Christmas, it's brutal, isn't it?
And
I had a fitting this morning. Oh. And 9:30. I was like, why do you do
so
that
you
after Christmas?
First week of January.
So you thought you'd lose a couple of inches before you got to the fitting.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously she did.
I do that all the time. I've only got to lose 3 stone before the end of January.
I've been trying to lose a couple of inches before a fitting my whole life and it's never... Anyway, I'm
How
joking.
How was the fitting?
Amazing. Sandy Powell, she's just... You know, do you know Sandy Powell?
Is that your stylist?
No. She's...
Is she a designer?
She's... designing this film that I'm about to do. And she's this like, she's basically David Bowie of costume design.
Oh,
she's
fun.
The coot. She's got amazing red hair and speckly glasses. And it was great.
What did she dress you in?
Dresses.
Fantastic dresses.
And boots. And
are you allowed to talk about your next project?
I don't think I am.
Yeah. Fine. Well, it's a very good project. Mm. That will be very exciting.
What would be your favourite genre? Would it be science fiction?
What? Really? Have you ever done science fiction?
I never watched science. If someone says it's science fiction, acting.
Oh.
But there's very popular, these Marvel things.
Oh, yeah,
if you get
no.
a Marvel thing, you've made for life.
I don't
you?
Know if I'm good for Marvel.
No.
I just don't think I should be in a cat suit. Like,
do you have to? Do you think it's a requirement?
Jennifer Lawrence blue and she looked amazing. Like, I would look like a Smurf. Like, it would just be like one of these little stubby Irish little blue things. No, I don't know. I don't really think about genre. Do you, like, when you sing songs?
I guess I think about genre when I'm making the album. And not like it must be this, but I think they always kind of come in, but... I guess when your projects are so different, it's...
I just think if I like reading it, then...
Is it the script?
And who's doing it, and if I'm really scared, then I usually really want to do it.
Oh, really?
If I think I have absolutely no idea how to do it, but there's like a tiny little nugget of like an itch that...
How do you navigate that, like, fear and change it into a productive, fabulous experience? Or is it still terrifying when you're doing it?
It's still terrifying when you're doing it and you're always like, why? Who thought this was a good idea? Like, oh God. Like every night when I do cabaret, I would just, like, I'd have to go through a whole thing before you go up stage and you'd just be like, oh my God, this is the worst idea.
Was it emotionally and physically taxing to do that?
Oh my God, it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Do you think it's the subject or do you think it's the character or do you think it was because you hadn't done musical theatre for a while? What do you think it was? Do you think it was...
I think being in a musical or being a musical theatre performer or, you know, you have that with dancers. Like, they're athletes. Anybody who sings and uses their body in any way, they're athletes. Mm. And if you're doing 8 shows a week for 6 months with that, you know, and you can't really have a life out of that. Like, I had to stay completely silent during the day so that, by the 6th month, that there was enough to kind of squeak out. But Sally as well is like, she's just like inflammable. Mm. You know, you get on a train with her every night and then you get off and you're like, no idea what happened. And the hardest part was that you can't save her.
Right, yeah.
Like, there's no redemption. Yeah. So you go through the whole thing. She's so like full of hope and just wants... She wants the life that she believes she's meant to have lived and she keeps trying to like reach her hand up to this light and the world slowly and slowly like pulls away the voices of all the colourful people in that world.
Mm.
And that's what happens right at the end is like everybody's voice gets taken away.
Would you do musical theatre or theatre again or was it too taxing?
Definitely.
Oh, right, okay.
Fine. Would you take it
absolutely.
Would they move that production to New
York?
Eddie's doing it.
I'm not, no. Like, a lot of the shows in town now, like, I think in my last month on Cabaret, I'd also done like 2 films back to back and had like a week off before I started rehearsals.
Jeez.
And by the 6th month, it was also a bit of a mad time. Because I was so physically and mentally, like, exhausted. Mm. And then at the same moment, Lost Daughter was coming out and I got nominated.
Yeah.
And so in one part, I was like, I was at the bottom of the well in myself. And then it was like, well done. I was like, you know. And it's also a good lesson of kind of, you're only human, you know. And like, you kind of have to mind yourself, you know. It's no joke. Putting your body and your mind through that and you've got to figure out like and you none of us are going to phone it in like there's not for me anyway there's not an ability just to like half step in maybe that's what you're going to have to learn to do to sustain a 6-month run but anyway I don't know why I got that
you must moment. You must feel related to Olivia Colman.
Yeah,
you're
always
often
together.
With her. Is she lovely?
She's a bitch. No, she's not.
I can't imagine that, actually.
Oh, she's great. She's like, She's one of the best humans, you know, like,
yeah, she's a good
such a great human.
When you act opposite Olivia Colman, do you feel inspired, or do you feel intimidated, or do you feel like you're like completely like raring, you're like, okay, this is going to be the most exhilarating moment? Or is that with like particular actors, have you had these moments where you're like, what is going on? I'm actually acting opposite you and this is going so well.
God, all the time. With Olivia, it just feels like, and you know, we've become good friends and it just feels so fun.
Right.
And she is the naughtiest person.
Is she?
Oh my God, in the world.
What, pranking or?
Everything.
Okay.
You know, like you just, A, you don't know what she's going to do. She might fart or burp in the middle of a scene.
Okay.
She's like a Trojan farter and a burper. Like she's like,
ooh, she should take Miriam Margulies.
Yeah. But also she's just, she's so good. It's so easy, you know.
Okay, we're going to talk about food now. We haven't talked about food yet because we're just yakking. Can I tell you what's on the menu?
Yes.
We're having pasta today.
Get it.
Is that okay?
Yes.
It might be okay and it might not.
Well, it's pasta and with enough parmesan. Okay. So we're having...
Oh.
Sorry, it's going to be delicious.
Excuse me.
Sorry, it's going to be amazing. So what are we having? We're having...
We're having pasta with prawns and cherry tomatoes.
Delicious.
Right.
And then I've made...
Oh, and we're having a little Caesar salad.
A Caesar salad, which Jessie has done with nice croutons with half a pint of olive oil on each crouton.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Very crunchy. And then I had some parsnips left over and saw a recipe for parsnip and maple syrup cake.
Yum.
Who knows?
Who knows what that is?
Amazing. And you serve it with mascarpone. It's
I'm
sandwiched
sure it's
with
be delicious.
Mascarpone. Yeah, and it's
but
got
if it's not, we've got the Amalfi lemon and pistachio
we
loaf
have
from Jessie.
And, so that's
my fine. And my sperm
squash.
Yeah.
I thought I might wear that around my neck like a statement necklace.
Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning.
Do you want to eat? Shall I get cracking?
Yeah, are you hungry?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Start from the beginning. Who was around the dinner table? Where were you eating and what were you eating?
When I was young?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, there's five of us in our family.
Okay.
And we're all quite spread out.
Five of you, three siblings. Two siblings.
Four siblings.
Oh, five kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One boy and three girls. And we're all quite spread out. My youngest sister is 16, 17. And then 22, 23, 30 and 34. Everybody should know.
You're the eldest.
Okay. And we grew up, at first it was me and Killian, my brother, and we grew up, my dad used to own a guest house. And we lived in the like shed at the back. And so when we were babies, my dad's a cook in the family. So
okay.
We'd be around like breakfast and he'd put us all into like one half, you know, those double sinks.
Yeah.
So one, we'd be sat in one half of the sink and he'd just like loads of ice into the sink and we'd just throw, because he, you know, had to cook. So we'd be throwing ice into the kitchen while he was cooking and then...
So that was like your form of entertainment, throwing ice, being in a sink, a double sink, throwing ice.
That's, yeah.
That sounds quite stressful for your dad whilst he's cooking.
I don't think even, my dad, he's quite like, he's an amazing cook and he was always like quite kind of exotic cook in some way. And sometimes when you're a kid, you just want like a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, right. I wish I could get my kids eating fucking tuna sandwiches.
What do they eat? What kind of food do they
eat? I mean, don't even. The middle one is a pain in the ass. So what would be exotic that you'd be like, oh, Dad, not...
So we get like an aubergine sandwich or something, which in Kerry was quite a bold thing.
Okay.
And at one point I started to steal poor Shona Madden's lunchbox because she did have tuna sandwiches until I got
her. Shona's in therapy now, still talking about her missing tuna mayonnaise sandwich.
And things like there'd be like, there's this great food market up in Cork. And we come home like for Christmas dinner and there'd be a cow's tongue in the fridge. I don't know if I ate it, but it was, you know, kind of like Charlie and Wonka's, anything could happen. You'd be put into an ice sink.
Yeah.
Or you could get a cow's tongue or whatever. And he loves spices and I don't know. So it was a bit, there was lots of us. We were all sitting at the table.
And it was a
you
guest
could have
house.
Like
a,
he used to own a guest house, and we were actually like, we would all be involved because we, you know, we'd make the beds, and then if there were American tourists, part of our job as kids was to like serve the food,
right.
And then we'd all put Irish dancing dresses on and have
no,
to give them
stop.
Give them Irish dancing performances.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you were the evening entertainment.
We were the evening entertainment.
It's all now making sense, Jessie.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you good at Irish dancing?
No, I was rubbish. I was the girl who like broke her foot kind of before the dancing championship.
Well, this was when older Michael Flatley was really making waves, right? Yeah. Was Riverdance like, I mean, it's always been big, but like, was that like, it was quite sexy at that time, right? When you were a bit younger?
It was, it's kind of, I mean, it's
always
a
been sexy?
Mad world. It's like beauty pageants.
Right.
Now, and then it was beginning to be beauty pageants because all the... To be like a young Irish dancer, you had to have like at the age of 6 be wearing fake tan and huge wigs, like those big curly wigs that were like heavy, and then these dresses. And I was so shit at it because I, all my hands, everything was just like wanted to be out and express, and you have to keep everything completely in. So, and anytime my dad would put curlers in my hair, he'd then be like, let's go swimming. And so all the curlers would come out. So I just...
Your dad was doing the curlers as well?
Yeah, times, yeah, yeah.
He sounds like a kind of metrosexual, a kind of complete package. This sounds great.
He was. Like, I guess my mom is a harpist and a singer, and she was always out. It was kind of our... My dad was the stay-at-home dad, and my mom was out working. And
were they together?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And she was a harpist?
Yeah.
So it was a creative, it sounds bohemian, it sounds very creative. And
it was wild, like it still is a kind of wild house, you know, they kind of, and where we grew up was very, it's like a lake district, so lots of mountains and lakes and things kind of just grow because they grow, you know, nothing's, but it's also like a small town and quite touristy, and there's always things coming in and out of there. Like sometimes in Dad's guest house, you'd get barbershops coming to Kerry to do some kind of tour. So,
what, like a quartet, like barbershop singers?
Yeah, yeah. But they were like American, and it was like,
so it's like having like the Jersey Boys. But
yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And I used to just sit and kind of, I couldn't believe that we had like, it sounded like something from the 1920s or 30s. We're in the side sitting room practicing, and then Mom would play harp and sing, and I think kind of a mixture of being, you know, tonight's entertainment and then seeing my mom sing.
Is she a beautiful singer?
Yeah, yeah, and
Jessie,
she still is.
Salad ready, 'cause mine is.
Sorry, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, oh God, it smells amazing.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Pleasure.
Taste of anything.
Hold on, let me see. What? Because you can't taste anything.
No.
Do we need to put?
That's delicious.
How is it?
Nice. I'm just gonna put.
Oh my God! You don't know how much salt was in there, at Jessica.
No. Well,
please, can you pass the parmesan, darling? You need parmesan.
Have you ever had a big food fight?
Yeah. Oh, we have fights. Well, all
my
the
friend.
Time.
My friend has the best. You know, sometimes it's really nice to hear when couples, how they fight, you know, like, oh God, thank God. My friend said that him and his wife were having a fight, and he was making a dal.
Yeah.
And he got a spoon of it, and he just flung it at her.
I don't know.
And she looked at him, and she goes, well, look at me now, all dalled up and nowhere to go.
They sound great.
Dolled up.
Very good.
It's good.
We haven't thrown things at each other, have we?
No. This tastes nice.
It tastes nice.
It's delicious.
Subtle.
Mm.
Very nice. Subtle.
I like the lemon.
Did you get the lemon? There
the
you go.
Lemon,
well done,
the
Jessie.
Hint of lemon.
See, there
is,
you go.
Mm.
We never do pasta.
Really?
No.
Mm. Well, I think I'll do it again. This is nice.
So your childhood just sounds so colourful and fabulous and loud and...
Mayhem, but with loads of love and sometimes terror.
And you'd watch your mum performing in church, singing in church.
Yeah, yeah.
And then was it the barbershop group or your mum that made you think, Ashley, I kind of want to be on stage?
Oh no, it was mum.
Was it?
Well, also because she wanted to be an opera singer when she was young, and she is so brilliant, like, and classical singer.
Would you and like kind some, of a, would you like some
yes, please. Some greens,
right,
some greens,
yeah.
But you know, it just things happen in your life, and but in church you'd see all these like, because it kind of, she's not uber religious, but it was her way of going, and you'd see all these old men come up and they'd just be like crying their eyes out
because she sang so lovely.
She sang with all of her heart. So it was her, really.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Which cookbook do you use the most for cooking? Because I go through phases of cookbooks.
We use an app at the moment, the New York Times cooking app. Oh. So good.
Oh. But the measurements are really weird. They measured the tomatoes in pints. Oh. And I don't know what that means, really.
No, I'm surprised. I didn't.
I.
We use one of my favourite ever dishes
is
anchovy pasta. It's our like.
How do you make it?
Freddie makes it. I'm rubbish at making it. And
Freddie, your husband?
My husband. And it's from a New York Times recipe. But it's just capers, chilies, anchovy, a pint of oil.
Great.
Parsley. Pint of oil. And garlic.
Gorgeous. Perfect.
We're into Anna Jones at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Anna Jones is great.
I've just got her first one for Christmas. But her, like, tray bake one is great.
So do you cook a lot?
Yeah, it's the same person.
Yeah, I love cooking. I'm crap at cooking when I'm in London, and I love going out to eat when I'm in London. But when I'm at home in Norfolk, I don't see anybody, and I just love cooking.
So do you spend a lot of time in Norfolk? Would you say that's more home than London?
It's like it's our heart home. Yeah, we probably split 50-50 between there at the moment. But it's new, you know, we've only been there for 3 years, so.
And do you have a place in London as well?
Mm.
Lucky.
We just have a little flat in Dalston and, yeah.
But why did you choose Norfolk?
Never been there before. And we were originally going to move to Suffolk because we'd fallen in love in Suffolk.
Right, lovely.
And then friends of ours had moved to Norfolk and bought this old place for like nothing on an auction, like pulled weeds out of it and just did the whole thing up. And then they showed us this house that we live in, which is like 1500s and falling down and orange, and it's a really amazing old house that's been there forever.
Is that where you got married?
Yeah.
That's so romantic.
Yeah.
What was the food like at the wedding?
Well, when we first started dating, because we live in Dalston, we would go to the towpath all the time.
The best.
She loves it.
And I just was like, fell in love with Laurie so much. And Laura.
We love Laurie and Laura.
And so I guess it with food is like places. I always feel like it's like memories of places of like, yeah. Oh, this is important. We did that at this time. We ate that at this time. And that's what made me feel. So they came and did the food for us.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea.
It was amazing. And they're such great people. And one of my favourite memories of the day was, like, I wanted a keg of Guinness.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely wanted their cheese toasties at a certain hour.
Oh, with the crunch jelly. Yeah.
After they, like, served all the delicious thing. So at one point, Laura and Laurie were out on the dance floor with a pint of Guinness and a cheese toastie, all dancing on the dance floor with us all. And yeah, and then they came and did breakfast and I stayed there. Yeah,
oh, that just sounds so perfect.
Is he English?
He's English, yeah. He's from
Did your parents mind?
No, but actually, any time, because I moved to London when I was 17, and any time I brought an English boyfriend back to Ireland, my granny would call him Seamus, whatever his name was.
Seamus.
Whatever my name, my English boyfriend at the time's name was.
How funny.
It was just Seamus. How are you, Seamus?
Like, do you think that was a compliment or a way of being like, you're not going to stick around, mate? Did Freddie get to be Freddie?
Freddie's stayed Freddie, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then, yeah. That's why he's the keeper.
I don't know why she did it. Maybe she couldn't remember.
That's brilliant. So, if we were coming to Norfolk...
Yeah.
And we were coming for dinner, what would Jessie Buckley be cooking for us?
Oh, God.
You don't eat meat?
I don't eat meat, no. But I eat fish.
You eat fish, obviously. Yeah.
I would cook either... I often make that ottolenghi parmesan dumpling thing. Mm. Have you ever made that?
No.
Have you eaten that? Good.
What, are they like the nudie?
No, you basically make parmigiana, but dumplings.
Ooh.
And you make the sauce like 3 days beforehand. Yummy tomato sauce. And then you...
Sounds about right, ottolenghi, 3 days beforehand, yeah. Of course. Love you.
some spice that you can't get.
Yeah, of course. Love you.
And then you fry off the dumplings and then you put them into the sauce and you bake it in the oven for like an hour.
How delicious.
Yum.
Delicious.
Okay, so would that be the main or would that be the starter?
Oh, that would be the main.
Okay. Are you a sweets person? Do you like baking?
I'm crap at baking.
Me too.
I can't do it.
Me too.
I did make a great Christmas dessert though. And what I went for dinner with a friend to Noble Rot in Soho.
Oh yeah, I love it.
And they gave us the filthiest dessert, this chocolate mousse with some ginger crumb. And I was like, what? It was the nicest thing I've ever eaten.
And did they give you the recipe? Oh, gotta love Noble Rot for that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to, but anyway, I had it. And I made it.
And it was good.
I was really pleased. I had to get a little... like temperature, what you call those, like...
Thermometer?
Yeah. That's great.
So, okay, so we'd be having the parmesan nudie, we'd have the chocolate drinks, a drink of choice. It's dry January at the moment, but...
Oh,
what's your drink?
My cocktail is a dirty martini with an olive.
Yeah.
Gin.
I'm vodka.
No, I don't like vodka.
Hmm.
But I love a dirty martini gin. Really nice.
Can you make them?
No.
I've never really tried.
I have tried. I got quite good at them during COVID.
I think lots of people got good at that.
And then wine, light-bodied, chilled red wine girl. Always.
Light-bodied. Your Pinot Noir gal.
I don't even know the name. I just know it's a chilled, light-bodied red wine.
Where'd you
get it myself.
From? That's what you thought in the gym this morning. Yeah. Chilled and light-bodied.
Exactly. Goals, January, dry January goals.
So, Last Supper. Now, this is your time to tell us you're going off to a desert island or to do a film in the desert. You're not going to get the catering or the food that you want and your comforts. What would be your starter, your main, your pudding and your drink of choice? Well, I think we know the drink of choice potentially.
I love this question and I ask everybody this question. I think it's important to know what you're going to have for your last.
And whether you want to carry on being friends with them after they've made their decision. Yeah, right.
I would have, I feel like it kind of changes, but for starters is a bit like a schizophrenic's last supper.
Right.
So I would have oysters and chips and a dirty gin martini from Shiki's for starters. Mm.
That's sexy.
So that's my sexy side.
Where are the oysters from?
Chiquis.
I don't like oysters.
Ireland. Somewhere. They've got to be nice, not dirty. Nice ones. Yeah, right. Maybe. Aren't they from Ireland?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, some are from Ireland. Yeah. Okay. Right, great. Okay.
And then I would have my dad's, like, this is definitely on the list, but my dad's homemade, hot out of the oven brown bread.
Mm. He makes
Is it a
bread.
Soda bread?
It's the best. It's the best
bread in the
world.
Can you disclose the recipe?
I can disclose. He uses this flour that's from Ireland called macroom flour. And it's like stone rolled, grainy oats.
Can you get it?
I'll send you some. I think you can. You can probably find some.
I've never made bread. I think Jessie and I are going to go on a cooking course soon.
Yeah.
And one of my goals is to make bread.
I'd like to go to Ballymaloe, which is in Ireland, and it's gorgeous.
Should we go?
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, do that.
So okay, is this... it's not a soda bread, is it?
It is soda bread.
That's and the easiest to make them.
Well, yeah. Don't just...
No, because you haven't got to do the yeast business, which is a nightmare.
But you use, like, buttermilk.
Mmm.
Which is like, I don't even know what that is. It's like gone off. When you smell it, it smells like gone off milk.
I don't know what it is. Is it the top of the milk?
I think
or
you
something?
Get the yeast from the buttermilk.
Okay,
no?
Maybe.
Has it got like a yeasty?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, it's delicious. It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
With lots of butter on the top.
Do you have Kerrygold?
Kerrygold.
Love
Do you like salty butter or unsalted?
Salty.
Yeah, salty.
More unhealthy, the better.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm going to the gym.
Absolutely.
And one slice, I'd have marmalade, maybe some cheese. Do you like cheese and marmalade?
No.
I could get into that. I mean, it's like the bloody cheese toastie, the towpath cheese toastie. They do crisps.
Does anybody want any more? There was 8 cloves of garlic in that.
I did not take... Well, could my dentist is going to really appreciate that in a few hours.
I can taste it.
I can't taste it.
You're hurting yourself with your
No, Jessie's looking at me.
Oh.
She's going, yeah, well, it's subtle.
Do you like cooking? Do you like cooking?
Not that much.
Oh. This was made with love, Jessie. So, okay, so you've got bread with cheese and marmalade. Love this.
On one slice. Okay. Maybe not all cheese.
Which sort of cheese? Cheddar?
Manchego.
Manchego. That would kind of work because of quince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other slice would be for... We used to have a caravan by the sea when we were kids, where we spent all of our holidays. And there's
which bit of sea?
Right near the Atlantic. So near the Skellig Islands, which are these like amazing...
Oh, I don't know of them.
It was in Star Wars, is what these islands.
Oh my God.
But they're like
it's
beautiful.
Not in The Tourist at the moment, is it? Where he's in most beautiful scenery. I don't know what's going on, but the scenery is completely sensational with big cliffs that go down...
Oh, no, they're the... That's the burn, like, near Galway.
Okay, so I don't know.
This is more, like, south.
Okay.
But there was only, like, a post office and a pub and a load of caravans, and it was the best childhood, like, place to go. We'd all run onto the beach. But Dad loved fishing, and you could get, like, amazing fresh crab claws. Mm. And he'd come up from the sea in his, like... He'd have gone out in his underpants onto, like, a canoe and, like, pulled up mackerel and then chopped their heads off. Or he'd gone to the, like, local fishmongers and got the most delicious crab meat. And he would put it into, you know, those beautiful, like, Spanish kind of... They're, like, ceramic pots that you put into the oven. I don't even know what they're called. And he'd shove it into the tiny little caravan cooker, loads of oil and garlic and chili. And so I'd have his brown bread with crab claws.
That sounds so delicious.
It's so delicious. In the caravan as well, when you're all like salty and a bit like, you know.
Are you
smelling.
Good at getting the meat out of the crab claws? I'm not very good at it.
I can suck.
Yeah. You suck it out.
Yeah.
And then, can I have more? Sorry, I'm pig.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've thought about this a lot.
I love this.
And then I'd have my light-bodied chilled red.
Yeah.
Light-bodied.
Yeah. With Freddy's home-cooked anchovy pasta.
Okay. Which is the New York Times one. Which
is the New
do.
York Times one.
We're going to look that one up.
And I saw you're a gal that puts parmesan on a fish. Pasta.
Parmesan on everything.
Me
I know,
too.
I don't, yeah.
Why are people so snobby about it?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, right, yeah. If you go into an Italian restaurant, you say you have like seafood pasta, and you say, "Could I have parmesan?" They go, look at you in a very disapproving way.
Did you have a honeymoon?
We had many moons.
That's a good way.
We
of
had
it.
Such a nice. We actually just kind of bottled into friends' holidays. Loads of friends were going away, and they just like rented a place, and they were like,
"Oh, that's
come with
a
us
new
and
thing now.
That's great.
That's a new thing. Spending a honeymoon with your friends.
It was really nice. We've actually had such a, usually I'm away shooting or something, and because of the strike, everything got moved. So I've had a whole year just to like.
Where did you meet Freddie?
On a blind date.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So our friends friend
Mark
set
Robinson
you up.
Set us up.
He set Mark, you up, of course, because you'd worked with him on Wild Rose, right?
Yeah.
He set you up. And what does Freddie do?
He's working in mental health. He's gone back to university to work in mental health.
Very handsome.
Is he gorgeous?
He is gorgeous.
Okay, so we've got the crab. We've got the pasta. We've got your dad's bread. Pudding. Is that important to you?
Yeah. I want everything. It's my last meal.
Do you want some more, darling? It can make it hotter.
No, I'm good.
Okay,
good. It was delicious. Thank
no,
you.
It
was
such delicious. A
you're, you must know.
You don't think it
I mean,
was.
It was lovely.
Oh, Lenny.
But you couldn't taste garlic.
No, but I think my dentist.
I think you could taste garlic.
Alice, could you taste garlic? I can't actually taste anything.
I can taste
garlic
now. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I can taste it now. Yeah, it's a lingerer.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing about garlic. It carries on.
Yeah. Mm. So, pudding.
Puds. I don't know. I mean, this is going to sound... I think I just want, like, a bottomless bag of chocolate buttons.
Why chocolate buttons?
They're just nice, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you like the giant ones or the little
giant ones, not the big
ones. Oh, the giant ones. Yeah.
I've had like oysters and gin and I've had pasta. You know, I just want chocolate buttons now and a cup of tea, maybe an old fashioned after the buttons are finished.
I really like this Last Supper.
I like it too.
I think it's fab. I think it's a really good one.
You cannot have an Irish whiskey, a nice malt. You don't like whiskey.
I like a hot toddy when I'm home at Christmas, but like, no. I want comfort and lush.
So when you're on set, do you always have a bag of chocolate buttons?
Do you always have a hot whiskey on set?
I mean, is that your kind of comfort food, chocolate buttons?
Like chocolate buttons is the kind of, when I was filming this Alex Garland film, we were filming in, over near Cheltenham, and I'd have to drive on Friday 3 hours back, and I would always buy a huge bag of chocolate buttons, stop twice for a cup of tea, button them out, slurp of tea, and it was like the treat. It was like the, is that right, piece de resistance? The end of the road, you know, like the thing that's just going to like get you back to your life. That's what I feel.
So this is quite strange tasting, I think.
Is it?
Is it? I think it's delicious.
It's quite
It's like
dense.
A carrot cake. Mm.
It was more of...
So what did you do? Did you, like, boil the parsnips? Or
no,
you just...
grated them.
So will we make a parsnip cake again?
So it's like a parsnip carrot
nice.
Cake.
You just said it was weird.
No, I think it's nice.
What spices have you put in it?
Well, it said all spice, and I only had, like, whole things. So I put cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg.
I love a nutmeg.
Me too. I made a lasagna today for the kids. Loads of nutmeg in the bechamel.
We put nutmeg in our coffee sometimes.
Ooh!
Yeah.
That's a great
idea. It's a great, like in the morning.
Oh, I like that. Okay, let's talk about the film with your friend Olivia.
Oh, yeah. Why we're here.
Wicked Little Letters.
Yes.
And you're very naughty in it.
I am.
Was it fun? And was it... And did you eat well with Olivia?
It was so fun.
Where did
and
you
I
make
really
it?
Wanted to do, like, a fun job. We made it around... When did I make it or where did I make it?
When and where?
When, like, last... Not last year. 2022. October 22.
Oh, a while ago.
Yeah. I know, it tastes a long time.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was so fun. Rose is just so naughty, and it's just great to like have a good old curse.
Was it built based on a true story?
Yeah.
So explain to the listeners the premise of the film.
Okay. It's set in 19... I'm going to get all of this wrong because I can never even remember what I've done.
Okay.
But it's set in 1920s in a little town called Littlehampton, which is in Sussex.
Yeah.
And these two neighbours, Rose Gooding and Edith Swan... Rose moved into the area and she is a single mother and but has a boyfriend. And it's quite a pious kind of goody, you know, good British pious community.
Yeah.
And these letters start appearing around the town, which are foul-mouthed and full of the most delicious, worst curse words.
Yeah.
And it got...
What's that coffee?
Did you just steal
No,
Jesse's?
I think that's my tea, oh my old God. Tea. That is...
I really have lost my sense of taste.
Could he just drunk Jesse's cold coffee. I mean, tea.
Could I have that's enough.
So...
Jesus. So anyway, it gets pinned on poor old Rose, the fallen woman, my niece. And she goes to prison and it kind of, yeah, they're like poison pen letters and it transpires that it wasn't Rose.
The policewoman's trying to prove that you didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you eat it out with Olivia? Is she a good eater? She got good table manners.
Yeah, I think so. When you're in London, you like just go home.
Yeah, right.
But at lunchtime, I guess that's fun on set is everybody kind of sits out on their little stoops
well,
and kind of
your little yeah, with a baby. Chatting,
yeah, just chat about what you're going to have.
It's
when
like
you go
being the Irish summers. Again.
Yeah. From one caravan to the next. But then one weekend we got to stay in the Pig, down near I don't even know where we were, somewhere in Sussex.
Oh, and they do the best. Yeah, it's so lovely there.
They do the best mushrooms, these oyster. And we were staying in these little shepherd's huts out the back. And so the two of us would come back and we'd order each a glass of wine and chips and oyster mushrooms.
That sounds great. So you obviously go back to... I like this.
It's delicious.
I love mascarpone.
Me too. Yeah.
Do you put anything in the mascarpone?
A bit of maple syrup, which is in that as well.
I think this is nice. It's quite dense, but it's quite nice.
Yeah, I like it dense.
Yeah.
Because when they're otherwise they're too dry.
Yeah,
and
it
like...
is moist, but I mean, it's not like a light cake, is it?
No, I'm enjoying
it. What would Paul Hollywood say, do you think?
I think he'd say you've got the flavour in there.
Yeah.
You've got...
Did you? He had Paul Hollywood.
Had him on.
We loved him.
Yeah.
So he got good, big good blue flag. Eyes.
Those eyes are incredible.
What did you bake him, though?
Oh, a mess. It was like a disaster.
Who do you get the most... Who's the most nervous you've been to cook for someone?
You were nervous
for Nigella.
Him. And Jay Rayner.
Jay Rayner.
Oh,
and
Jay's so lovely though. Jay, I knew Jay when I was super, when I was 17, he was one of the first people I met was Jay Rayner.
Why?
Because my first ever job was in the chocolate factory doing a little night music and then we moved into the West End.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was crap and tiny and so scared, but it was such an amazing job because it was like a proper like family and we were with each other for 13 months and they all kind of took me under their wing and I'd go up to Maureen Lipman's house the weekend and she'd teach me how to act and like we'd read plays together and she'd like make soup for me and then I'd go
off. Maureen Lipman taught you how to act?
Yeah.
That's...
It was so sweet.
And made soup.
But then at the weekend we got like, it was when the Ivy Club was just kind of starting. And I thought, oh my God, I'm like Barbara Streisand, you know, this is so exciting. And I remember we'd all go there on a Saturday night and have twinkles. Have you ever had a twinkle?
No.
No, what's a twinkle?
It's like champagne and vodka or something.
Like a thespy thing, I love
champagne
it.
Champagne and elderflower. And they had, in the club, they had this like amazing piano player called Joe Thompson. And we'd all get completely rat-arsed. And we'd all end up singing and being on the tables till 2 a.m. And Jay Rayner, who's an amazing jazz pianist, was one of Joe's best friends from when
he used to come along.
And Jay Rayner used to always sit up at the stool and he would order popcorn ice cream. And I would thought it was just like the most... it was literally, being that young and coming to London and all of these kind of decadent popcorn ice cream eating twinkly... Pesps.
That is
just so gorgeous.
That's fabulous. Lastly, before we let you go, which is very sad, apart from the towpath, which we love, which other food spots would you go to in Norfolk or London?
We don't really go out in Norfolk because we cook when we're there, but London, oh God, so we love going to Braun on Columbia Road.
Love it.
Well, I go to Braun with my girlfriends and we sit at the bar. And we get really drunk on red wine and then usually have been known to go to the Dolphin or something afterwards.
Proper but East it's like my night. Girlfriend.
What's the Dolphin?
The Dolphin. Oh. Lenny, you'll what never leave. It,
we're going there this evening. You and me are going to the Dolphin.
It's a pub that does lock-ins and yeah. So Braun is the spot after the, and then the Dolphin.
Well, Braun with my girlfriends and then I like Rochelle Canteen's yummy.
Oh, babe. We've got the same taste.
I know.
It's so good. That's why we get on.
Yeah.
And where are we? And
where are we going?
Where are we going?
You need to bring and it then to London. South London.
But then for like a little West End.
Well, yeah.
Sheikis.
See, I've never been to Sheikis.
Okay, we're going to Sheikis.
Okay, fine. We'll go to Sheikis. I've been Sheikis.
Once. Sheikis is delicious.
Is it?
Like it's fish.
It's fish. And like. Andrew Scott, who did that.
We know that. Andrew Scott, thank you very much.
But he nailed his last. He did Vanya, and it was 90 minutes long or whatever. So he was like, darling, and he started at 7. He was like, darling, I'll be in Sheikis by 8:30. So, you know, I was like, he made sure that he. I was like, that is genius. That's like what we've got to get into.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Jessie Buckley, thank you very much.
Thanks
for coming
over. Thanks for cooking for me. I've had such a lovely time.
She's been the most gorgeous person always.
Seems to have gone too quickly.
I know. She's talented. She's gorgeous. She's got good taste in
food.
Funny
and warm and lovely.
I know. Thank you. And good luck with the new film. I love you.
I love you both. It's just so lush to have. I'm like, mom and daughter thing. It's just so beautiful.
She's so lucky.
And I want to do like a word count of how many times you say darling.
Shit,
it's like amazing. I love it so much. And I like, genuinely makes me smile when I hear you go,
darling,
darling, Jessie, darling.
Like, you're so good with accents. I feel like we need to get Jessie Buckley doing the Lenny thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Mum, I think it was a roaring success. Just got a text from Buckley.
Tell me.
Adore you and your mum. Thank you. It was utterly delicious in every way.
Oh, good.
Love her.
Darling, how many times did I say darling, darling?
I feel like maybe somebody should do a Lenny bingo. Oh, table manners bingo. It would have on it Jessica.
And
it would have darling. And it would have fuck off, I think. Jessie Buckley's just the best.
She was an absolute delight. She talked about
passionate and
clever and warm, and talks about her stories.
I know.
And just the depth of her knowledge about all her parts and everything. Just wonderful.
She's fab. Love her. Loved the story about going and having twinkles. That is fab.
I know, I'd like a twinkle now, I think.
I'd like a tinkle, actually.
A tinkle or a
twinkle. Thank you, Jessie, for your lovely squash.
Well, that is a very suggestive squash, I think. I think you should take it home and show the children.
I thought you were going to say show Sam.
Show Sam. Say this is what you're up against, mate.
God, Mum! Well, Jesus! Sounds like the fucking sequel to Saltburn or something.
Actually, but it was so twisted. I mean, it was anatomically challenging, I think.
We'll see you next week for more Table Manners.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.